Soon enough, it was the Thursday evening, the time of the Passover supper. This time he caused even more of a stir. This time he washed the disciples' feet. That's right. While they had supper together, Jesus wrapped a towel around his waist and then went to each of the disciples washing their feet. Dear Simon Peter tried to stop him, but our Lord said that he must if Simon Peter was to have any part of him. I think I have explained before, it was a shocking thing for a Jew to touch another person's feet. No respectable Jew would do it. But then, Jesus wasn't respectable. He was Jesus. He didn't care what people thought of him. He cared about doing the will of his Father. He washed the feet of all of them, all 12. Then he said, "If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you also should do just as I have done to you." His washing the disciples' feet was shocking enough, but what happened next at that same supper was even more remarkable. He said to the disciples, the 12 who followed him most closely, the 12 who he himself had chosen, "Truly, truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me." It's hard to imagine how shocked they must have been. Of course, we women heard about it soon enough. And about the disciples' question, "Lord, who is it?" And his answer, "It is he to whom I will give this morsel of bread." And how he gave the bread to Judas Iscariot, and said, "What you are going to do, do quickly." Judas always carried the money bag, so they all thought he'd gone to buy something for the feast or give money to the poor. No one realized the truth. No one saw the darkness that was coming. After Judas had gone out, Jesus spoke again of being glorified and of God being glorified in him. And it was about that time that Jesus said some words that have come to mean so much to so many. He said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. By this all people will know that you are my disciples."